This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Eliminate bags under your eyes in minutes with Instantly Ageless from GCNLife.com.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
The Federal Reserve is cutting a key interest rate by a half a percentage point in an emergency response to the COVID-19 coronavirus outbreak. The surprise move coming after G7 leaders held a conference call to discuss the outbreak globally. Their statement did not indicate any immediate action, but this cut by the Fed brings the interest rate down to between 1 and 1.25%. At least 9 people are dead after tornadoes strike the Nashville, Tennessee area just after midnight local time, when most people, like this man, were sleeping.
The last thing I remember was both my windows simultaneously, like, basically exploding.
Yeah.
And just glass going everywhere, and then I sprinted over to my dad's room and we hid downstairs.
Nashville fire officials estimating as many as 40 buildings have collapsed. Residents are also dealing with downed power lines and a lot of storm debris. And this is USA Radio News.
I am doing it all. The water, the fiber, the exercise. But I still have constipation with belly pain, straining, and bloating that keep coming back. My doctor said that I may have a chronic medical condition called irritable bowel syndrome with constipation, or IBS-C.
Linzess, linaclotide, is a prescription medication that treats adults with IBS with constipation. Linzess helps relieve belly pain and lets you have more frequent and complete bowel movements. Individual results may vary. Do not give to children less than 6, and it should not be given to children 6 to less than 18. It may harm them. Do not take Linzess if you have a bowel blockage. Get immediate help if you develop unusual or severe stomach pain, especially with bloody or black stools. The most common side effect is diarrhea, sometimes severe. If it's severe, stop taking Linzess and call your doctor right away. Other side effects include gas, stomach area pain, and swelling. Talk to your doctor and learn more at Linzess.com. That's Linzess.com. Or call 1-800-LINZESS.
Pope Francis does not have the COVID-19 coronavirus. He is still ill, but an Italian newspaper reports he tested negative for coronavirus, that word coming just days after the pontiff announced he was skipping a Lenten retreat for the first time since his election. He also called off most of his audiences and other activities last week. Votes are being cast in 14 Super Tuesday states today, Bernie Sanders leading in the biggest states. Elizabeth Warren cast her vote in Cambridge, Massachusetts.
I'm here today because I believe in you. I believe in an America where every single person has value.
Former Vice President Joe Biden now has new momentum after winning the South Carolina primary on Saturday and picking up 3 new endorsements from former rivals Amy Klobuchar, Pete Buttigieg, and Tom Steyer. And this is USA Radio News.
Are you tired of high cable TV rates? Sign up for Dish today and get a $500 bonus offer while supplies last. Plus, lock in your price for 2 years guaranteed. Call All-American Dish, your Dish authorized retailer now.
800-610-5739. 800-610-5739. That's 800-610-5739. Offers require credit qualification, 24-month commitment, early termination fee, and auto pay. Restrictions apply. Call for details.
Apple is settling a lawsuit that accused the company of intentionally slowing down older iPhones. The company will pay up to $500 million after a California judge approved that settlement yesterday. Apple denied the allegations of trying to get people to buy new phones or buy new batteries while it slowed down the older models, but executives did say they want to avoid more legal bills, so they're willing to settle. The iPhones covered by the settlement include the 6, 6 Plus, 7 and 7 Plus. Owners of those models could get at least $25 a phone. NASA is now accepting applications for future astronaut positions. It's the first time in over 4 years that NASA has advertised for applicants, and they say they're now looking for talented people to join them in what they call a new era of human exploration. Applications will be accepted till the end of this month. And a guitar with connections to members of the Beatles worth a lot of money. On BBC's Antiques Roadshow, the guitar was valued at about $500,000. The guitar first belonged to John Lennon. Lennon then gave it to George Harrison, who then gave it to its current owner. You can find us online anytime. We have a newly designed website, in fact, at usaradio.com. That's usaradio.com. And for USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
Attention, this is a public notice from the Social Security Disability Helpline. If you're one of the millions of Americans who are disabled and unable to work, you may be eligible for disability benefits from Social Security. Receiving benefits is your right. If you suffer from physical or mental disability, whether you're applying for the first time or you've already been denied, we can help. We'll evaluate your situation and deal with Social Security on your behalf. Best of all, there's no fee until you receive your benefits. Remember, we only get paid if you win your case. There are many reasons and conditions that may make you eligible for disability benefits. Many of them you may not be aware of. So if you're disabled and unable to work, call now to get started with your free, no-obligation consultation.
800-368-0123. 800-368-0123. That's 800-368-0123.
Are you ready?
Yeah.
Okay, let's do it.
Bill Martinez Live, a program about current events, our culture, our values, our politics, and our future. And now, Bill Martinez.
Hey, live and fresh with just a little bit of attitude. I mean, after all, I'm Mexican, so you get salsa with it, okay? Why not? Good to have you with us, sharing a part of your day, 6 minutes after the top of the hour. For more information on the show, seriously, you can go to BillMartinezLive.com. We've got a topic that a lot of people in the faith circles want to avoid. But it is something that is there, and we keep tripping over it or avoiding it altogether. One thing I can say about Pete Buttigieg being involved in the 2020 campaign for the Democrats was that he started to bring out the conversation. And a conversation that the church needed to have. I mean, he's saying he's a believer. He says he's a man of faith, but yet he has, he's gay and has a husband. And, so people of faith are trying to reconcile and say, okay, what is this all about? Well, with us right now is Rachel Gilson. And her story is well documented in her book. It also was brought to light in a 2017 article for Christianity Today that was one of the most read articles of the decade. Her new book, Born Again This Way, Coming Out, Coming to Faith, and What Comes Next, by Rachel Gilson. Rachel, welcome to the show. Good to have you with us.
It's great to be on the show, Bill.
Well, I'll tell you, this is a topic, and I've had some people say, Bill, why are you? Well, because it's life, and it's reality. And I have very dear friends that I've known for a number of years that have struggled with this issue, and the fact if we're all honest, Rachel, we all got issues, trying to reconcile. Hey, look at I say I'm a man of faith, but I'm not without sin, and I struggle with that. I hear Paul's echoing cry. And I come alongside and sing it with him that, the things I want to do, I don't do. That which I don't, I do. That's just part of the human condition, is it not?
That's right. Who can save me from this body of death?
Yeah.
But thanks be to God. He is the one who provides. Yeah, we all need the grace and truth of Jesus Christ,
right.
Whether it's sexuality or some other pattern of temptation.
And if you're dealing with issues, as you say, whatever pattern of temptation that you're dealing with, boy, how do you do it without Christ?
Yeah, and because we all need to be told the truth about ourselves. Otherwise, all the warm affection of the world is impotent to provide transformation and healing.
Mm-hmm.
But at the same time, we also need the grace and the tenderness of God,
mm-hmm.
where he says, hey, I really know you, but I have already died for you. And you
right.
are safe here, and we're going to do this together.
Exactly. And the thing is, you would hope that you would have people within the body of Christ, the institution of the church, that Christ created. I mean, he organized the church so that the gates of hell could not prevail against it. And here is the lost opportunity of the church, is we have people who, like yourself, you're a Christian, but you experience same-sex attraction. Now, we could put anything we experience, whatever issue, after that, and replace it with same-sex attraction. So what makes you any different than the rest of us?
Well, and I think actually what you're bringing out, Bill, is really important. My life as a disciple is actually really similar, maybe exactly the same as every other disciple walking in the world right now. We're promised that one day we will be released from temptation, the new heavens and the new earth. But right now, our job is to, by the power of the Spirit, say no to temptation and say yes to Christ. And I think one of the ways that we can grow in doing that is watching each other, looking for good patterns, means of grace for each of us to figure out how are we going to strive for the obedience of faith right now.
Exactly. And how do we come alongside one another, knowing that none is without sin, and we're all dealing with something. So here's the opportunity to take whatever bit of grace that God has given you to get you through. Like an old friend of mine in Los Angeles used to say, said her family was so neurotic that they learned to live life in 15-minute increments. You know, just get me to the next 15 minutes. I thought that was just so precious. I embraced that because sometimes I think, oh my gosh, you know, yes, Lord, just get me to the next 15 minutes. Get me.
Yeah, that's right.
Get me beyond this temptation. But when God does that for us, you know, because of what we've experienced, we can come alongside somebody else who needs that 15 minutes, right?
Yes. Yes. Amen. And there are sometimes, you know, as we think about disciples who do experience same-sex attraction, sometimes God does move to completely change those attractions. I've met people who God has done that, but there's also a reality that for many of us, he allows those attractions to remain. So it's sort of like sometimes God heals cancer, but other times he doesn't.
Right.
And the opportunity of living with these temptations is a daily exercise in saying, hey, who owns me? Do my desires own me, or does Jesus Christ own me?
Right.
And I think that can be a beautiful witness to the world and to the church.
It's kind of like that thorn, isn't it, that Paul
it's
talked about?
It's kind of like that thorn. That's right.
Right. And for some people, you know, well-meaning as they may be, and if they stopped for just a moment and considered, you know, what's happened in their life, I think it's awesome when God decides to move immediately, like the book of Mark, you know, we're reminded all the time, it's always immediately. And here we are living at a time where, you know, I call this a microwave generation. You know, we stand in front of a microwave and yell, hurry up. It's just not going fast enough. And so here it is, you know, captured and ensnared by our sin. We want God to do it immediately.
Which is interesting because the metaphor for the Christian faith is often a tree or walking. And the time it takes a tree to grow to full maturity is achingly slow. But when it does, it can withstand some of the greatest storms.
Amen. Amen. And, you know, for people that may say, you know, within their own context, and that's what I was suggesting, is that, well, you know, if you were our true follower, why haven't you just turned away from it? Why do you continue to deal with this?
Well, and I think that's a really important distinction and nuance. As a follower of Christ, I absolutely turn away from it every single day. To turn away from it isn't to say I don't experience temptation anymore. I mean, goodness, all of us experience temptation. And some of our temptations we experience because we're fallen. I do think my experience of same-sex attraction is because it's part of the way the fall has touched me. It's not part of God's design. But what I am morally responsible for is what I do in the face of that.
Exactly.
And so I can say, okay, like God has called me to be married to this one man, and so I say no to any attraction to someone who's not my spouse, whether they're men, women, whatever. And instead seek what he's called me to in faithfulness. And that's the beauty, is God has actually given all of us two options for faithfulness and sexuality. We can be faithfully single, or we can be faithfully married. And in any of those, the broader pattern of our attractions isn't actually what's most important. Us taking the power of the Spirit in obedience to the Word is what's important.
And who's getting the glory, right?
Who's getting the glory? Is it us or is it Him? That's right.
Amen. Amen. That's the question. Rachel Gilson is with us, and our conversation will continue. I'm Bill Martinez, 15 minutes after the top of the hour right now.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be His Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILING them.com.
Have you ever watched a video on the internet and found yourself waiting for the skip the ad button? The reason this takes a few seconds is because the video delivery companies get to collect impression commission, and the viewer never sees the advertisement. The company still pays full price to run the ad. Does this sound like a scam to you? Is there any wonder why internet ads are so ineffective? For over 100 years, radio has been a proven source for companies' messages. Radio listeners are engaged and want to support the companies that sponsor the shows they're so passionate about. Simple companies like window treatments, security, pillow companies, and more have been able to break away from the big box stores, building multi-million dollar businesses. Find out what radio can do for your business. Call 877-996-4327 or advertise at gcnlive.com. That's advertise at gcnlive.com.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Want to fly somewhere? Looking for cheap flights or cheap tickets? Then call. That's right. Call the low-cost airline travel hotline now for prices so low, we can't publish them anywhere. Low-cost airlines has all kinds of cheap travel deals. Fly domestically and save up to 75%. You can even fly internationally and save even more. Yes, fly anywhere in the world and save a lot of money on your plane tickets. We'll even save you money with cheap travel deals on hotels, rental cars, even complete travel packages. So don't book your tickets until you call us first for the absolute cheapest prices on U.S. and international airline tickets and hotels. Call right now for prices so low they can't be published. Travel experts are here 24/7 to help. 800-430-7694. 800-430-7694. 800-430-7694. That's 800-430-7694.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control of your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank accounts, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problem now by calling the experts at U.S. Tax Shield and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. U.S. Tax Shield offers a price protection guaranteed quote to get you protected today. U.S. Tax Shield is A-plus rated with the Better Business Bureau, so call now. 800-536-4436. That's 800-536-4436. U.S. Tax Shield. 800-536-4436.
Someone once said, live free or die, right? Bill Martinez live.
Fresh and independent, just the way you like to hear from us. Independent to the point that we can have a discussion like we're having very openly and honestly and truthfully, because we know that where the truth is, the Spirit reigns and freedom is there. And that's what we want for all of us. Rachel Gilson continues with us, serves on the leadership team of theological development and culture with CREW. Her writing has appeared in Christianity Today and for Desiring God and the Gospel Coalition. She regularly speaks at churches and on college campuses. She holds a Master's of Divinity from Gordon-Conwell Theological Seminary, lives in Boston with her, the Boston area, with her husband and daughter. Rachel, for our audience sake, some people not really totally familiar with CRU. I know a lot about it. Give them an update on what CRU is all about and how well you're doing.
Yeah, that's right. So CRU, some people may know it by the name it went by for decades, which was Campus Crusade for Christ. Mm-hmm. But what CRU is all about is connecting people to Jesus Christ. We want everybody everywhere to have an opportunity to say yes to Jesus and the offer that he gives of forgiveness and eternal life. So we feel like that happens through really taking disciples, equipping them in the faith, building them up in the faith, giving them the skills and opportunities to share that faith, and watching the faith multiply in movements all over the place. So our bread and butter ministry is on college campuses, but we also serve in the military, in families, in businesses, in cities. So it's really about seeing movements of the Holy Spirit for the sake of the gospel all over the country and all over the world.
And that encapsulates peoples, nations, creeds, the tent of CRU, the tent and body of Christ of believers is probably the broadest you could ever imagine, right?
I think we are one of the largest missionary organizations in the world, yeah. And we have an incredible diversity of people who are involved with us at all levels.
Mm-hmm. Well, today, I'm just elated that you're here. And I don't know if that's the right description, but very happy that you're here to talk about, you know, about your book and to discuss, you know, this topic, especially in light of what, you know, as I said, that we experienced in this current campaign with Pete Buttigieg. Now, what I think I'm having a little bit of a challenge with, and maybe you can help me here, mm-hmm. is that I think it's one thing to say, look, we all have issues. We can assume we all have issues, right? Or we should anyway assume, you know, we all got issues. But I'm not sure that I want to run for president of the United States and just tell everybody, look, I'm a serial adulterer, I'm a serial pornographer, or is to somehow normalize the issue and somehow make it acceptable. I mean, sin should not be acceptable. I think that's the divide that we should have, knowing that we are dealing with sin, but it shouldn't be normalized to such a condition that we think that somehow it's okay.
No, indeed, and it's never safe to call holy and good what God calls sin.
Yes.
And we see this all over the place. And part of the difficulty is that the church has not always taught about God's purposes for our body or even the purpose for marriage and sexuality in a positive way. They've not always taught it clearly, and so we've sometimes believed this interesting little biblical, well, it's actually unbiblical, this little church lie, which mm-hmm. is that if you're a good, faithful Christian, then God will reward you with a romantic partner, like mm-hmm. that's going to be your reward for faithfulness. And part of the reason that sounds good is because the institution of marriage is good. Mm-hmm. But part of the difficulty with it is that it's unbiblical. God's promise of our reward for faithfulness is Christ himself.
Yes.
We wouldn't want to replace that beautiful reward with a spouse who could never bear that for us. And so
right.
I think sometimes what people see in their friends who identify as gay or lesbian is those people have a desire for a romantic relationship. And because we've been taught by the culture and sometimes by the church that, gosh, we can't be real or full humans without a romantic partner, and we know that God is love, we think, oh, well, maybe that's not what God's word really means.
Mm.
And that sounds a lot like what the serpent said in the garden, of course.
Exactly. Yeah, did God really say, huh?
Did God really say? And sometimes, and what happened in the garden, right? The serpent directed Eve to compare the data about the fruit with what God had said. And the data, she saw that it looked good, that it would be good to eat, that it was desirous to make her wise. And the only thing she had that made this command look good was God's word saying, the day you eat it, you're going to die. And she had to make this decision. Is she going to trust her data? Because, gosh, I mean, even vegans eat fruit. You know what I mean? Like, it sure didn't seem bad on its own. But she had, could she trust the God who had set her in this very good place? And ultimately, she and Adam both went with the serpent, and we've all been living downstream of that bad decision. I think we're faced similarly with sexuality today. Sometimes it can be hard for us to understand what God's word says about sexuality. We don't always line up with it intuitively, but we have God's sure word that blessing is to be found living in line with him and not living in line with whatever our hearts tell us.
Right. But think about this for just a moment, Rachel. I mean, we're 21st century America, information age we live in. I mean, are we at that point, as the Bible speaks of, that we will find ourselves looking for knowledge and not being able to find it when it's right, in essence, in front of our own noses? I have to believe, at least in this present era and moment that we're living in, that we're going to have a higher level of accountability, to where there's really no excuse. And I don't mean to overwhelm the church by saying, look, it's all the church's fault. I mean, because after all, we are the church.
Indeed.
We make up the church, so it's up to us to come alongside. We can't look at the senior pastor and say, well, it's all your fault, I'm going to hell. Sorry, it just doesn't work that way, right?
No, we are. We do actually have beautiful gospel opportunity right now. As the world gets crazier, as the world gets darker, the things that God says, I think, will have more of an opportunity to shine brightly. There's something about this moment as there is chaos around it. Well, we know a God who brings order out of chaos.
Mm-hmm.
The church thrived in the crazy, sex-confused world of the first century. The gospel grew and could not be overcome because the gospel is the power of salvation for everyone who believes. And I think what we're going to see is, yes, there will be a higher price for following Jesus Christ than maybe has been true in America at any point in its history. But at the same time, the gospel will not be stopped. Like, God will not be constrained. And we will see people who seem extremely unlikely to us flooding the church because of the sanity of God's words about what a human is, what our bodies are for, and even what sexuality is meant to do.
Exactly. To be a blessing. All the way around.
To be a blessing.
And to glorify God.
Gospel.
Amen.
Absolutely.
Amen. You know, and I was just talking with Pastor Robert Jeffers. He's just released a new book, Courageous. And this idea came up again of chaos. I mean, it seems to be the word of the day. And to hear you speak of that, it takes me immediately back to the opening of Genesis. And what is happening between the first two verses is that chaos is amok. But what you understand in between those two verses is that it is the Spirit of God, the Holy Spirit, hovering over the chaos. And I sense the Holy Spirit hovering over us in this 21st century world in which we live in, over this chaos. And with that comes order, and I just believe a grand opportunity for those that choose Christ.
Absolutely. And Jesus said, as he was giving us the commission, like, he will never leave us or forsake us. He's going to be with us to the end of the age.
Well, Rachel, like you, I'm hanging on to Jesus' garment all the way through. I mean, as people ask me, what
that's
are you
right.
doing? I'm just hanging on to Jesus' garment. I mean, that's all I know to do. I've been doing this for decades. He's probably telling me, hey, Martinez, would you kind of let go? You're kind of like yanking my cloak off of me. But it is with some desperation that we hold on. But it's also in faith to know that just as it worked for that woman, it continues to work for all of us today, does it not?
That's right. And we grab him because he first grabbed us.
Amen. Amen. Rachel Gilson, thank you so much for being with
February
us.
February is Heart Health Month. Give your heart the attention it deserves with Quantum Nutrition Lab's 3 featured supplements formulated to support healthy blood pressure, healthy blood sugar, and circulation. Each are buy 2, get the 3rd one free. And be sure to get your free copy of the Biofield Diet. Now is the time to commit to making your heart health a priority year-round. Call 888-588-7578. That's 888-588-7578. Or visit us online at qnlabs.com. That's QNLABS.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Bob Marshall, PhD, host of Healthline. Tune in to get your questions answered and hear the latest breakthrough information for you and your family. Our product line, Quantum Nutrition Labs, delivers what others only promise, nutrition that really works.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
The Federal Reserve is cutting a key interest rate by a half a percentage point in an emergency response to the COVID-19 coronavirus outbreak. The surprise move coming after G7 leaders held a conference call to discuss the outbreak globally. Their statement did not indicate any immediate action, but this cut by the Fed brings the interest rate down to between 1 and 1.25%. At least 9 people are dead after tornadoes strike the Nashville, Tennessee area just after midnight local time, when most people, like this man, were sleeping.
The last thing I remember was both my windows simultaneously, like, basically exploding.
Yeah.
And just glass going everywhere, and then I sprinted over to my dad's room and we hid downstairs.
Nashville fire officials estimating as many as 40 buildings have collapsed. Residents are also dealing with downed power lines and a lot of storm debris. And this is USA Radio News.
Our U.S. Constitution is amazing. It's full of what's called negative rights, designed to protect us from the corrupt powers of a dictatorship.
Like our right to worship our own God, not some official state religion.
Our right to prevent the government from seizing our property without paying fair market value for it.
Or our right to be tried by a jury of our peers, people like us, not by some star tribunal.
And that's why America has become the richest, most just society in the world.
Other countries force so-called positive rights onto their citizens. These enable one group to take from another group their free speech, money, and choice by using government force. Socialists love wielding this power over people.
Sometimes we take our freedoms for granted, but we can lose our Bill of Rights and our Constitution and become like Venezuela or North Korea, failed, brutal socialist regimes.
We need your help to spread the good news about our amazing U.S. Constitution. Help us take back America. Go to OurAmericanRights.com.
Brought to you by the American Media Council.
Said, live free or die, right? Bill Martinez live.
We're back with the America. Bill Martinez here. It's always great to have you along with us, sharing a part of your day. For more information on the show, go to BillMartinezLive.com. Hey, you know, this month is Nutrition Month. March is Nutrition Month. That's it. It's National Nutrition Month, where you can eat right, bite by bite, with delicious, nutritious, and easy choices that work for you and your family. And here to talk with us all about it is the registered dietitian and author you may already know about, a noted nutrition expert, award-winning food journalist, and TV personality, known for her refreshing food philosophy. I love this. The more you know, the more you can eat. Carolyn O'Neill joins us now. Carolyn, how are we doing?
Yeah, good morning. Great to be with you, Bill.
Hey, I love that we can set across, you know, the month of March, especially because it's my birthday month. So I think, you know, where we can eat right, bite by bite, I mean, this is kind of our gift to everybody on my birthday month. Why not, huh?
That's right. You know, of course, as a registered dietitian, this is an exciting month for me, National Nutrition Month.
Yes.
And what I like to tell people is, you know, good nutrition doesn't have to be overwhelming, doesn't have to be restrictive, because small goals, small changes can really have a big effect on our overall health. And every little bit, or as you said, every little bite, mm-hmm. eat right, bite by bite, in nutrition, of course, counts towards all the good stuff.
And it's really not that hard, is it?
No, it's not. I think, as you're making the choices based on what's in the marketplace, there's so many great foods out there to enjoy. And one of the brands that I'm partnering with today, New Crystal Farms Cheese Wraps. Now, they're a low-carb, they're gluten-free, and it's an alternative for bread, and they can be found in the dairy section, because they're cheese, of your supermarket. They're 100% real cheese, and they're specially cut. They're really cool, a good invention, specially cut to hold, kind of wrap up your favorite ingredients, you know, without breaking. And they provide, you ready for this? this, up to 8 grams of protein with only around 100 calories a slice. They're convenient. They're portable. And these cheese wraps, just so you know, who's ever out there listening, they're perfect if you're on low carb or keto or Atkins and, of course, gluten-free. And anybody who is wants to take a break from bread. And there's two different flavors I wanted to tell you about, Bill. Marble Jack and mozzarella cheese. And, of course, you can get more info at crystalfarmscheese.com.
See, this is all fitting with her theme. You know, the more you know, the more you can eat, and the more fun you can have. Because, you know, Carolyn, the fact is, you know, no matter where you go in the store, the options, the choices we have every day can, you know, are just incredible. I mean, this is not your mother's, you know, regular food aisle anymore.
Hey, and speaking of food aisles, you know how they say, like, I don't know who came up with this, shop the perimeter of the store? Well, that is just not true, folks, because there's good stuff in the middle.
Yes.
For instance, canned tuna, and making more bites of seafood part of your National Nutrition Month celebration is a great healthy idea. And Bumblebee has sustainably sourced, canned and pouched in pouches. It's a tuna, great for at home or on the go. And I don't know if you know this, folks, but tuna is lower in calories, total fat, and saturated fat than even the leanest cuts of beef or chicken. And perfect for so many recipes. Like, we have a beautiful recipe for sesame ginger tuna bowl. And Bumblebee, the solid white albacore, you can read that on the label when you're shopping, is a wild-caught, premium-quality lean protein. And listen to this. 1 3-ounce serving provides more protein than 3 eggs.
Oof.
And these pouches, I think, are a great invention, too, because we all have an on-the-go lifestyle, right? So they're seasoned tuna pouches, and they're great, they're portable, and they come in really bold flavors, because I said they're seasoned. So Thai chili and lemon pepper, those are two of my favorites. And in the little pouch, there's a spoon included.
Wow.
So you literally can eat on the go. It's all you need. And, of course, you can get more information on those delicious, nutritious products at bumblebee.com.
Carolyn, let's talk about some good eats that feel like cheats. What do you got for us here?
Well, you know, good eats that feel like cheats. I mean, you know, when I think about, as you mentioned, the more you know, the more you can eat, right? Okay. So cheese is,
I stole that from somebody I know here. So
yeah. Well, cheese is one of those things. Of course, we know it's a delicious food, and there's so many great kinds all around the world and here, of course, the United States as well. And one thing I would tell people to do, regardless of what you're buying, look at that nutrition facts label. If you learn one thing in National Nutrition Month, folks, look at that nutrition facts label. And this just in, guess what? The nutrition facts label got a makeover. And when you turn it around, like I'm looking at the one right now for Crystal Farms, the cheese wraps, you can see the calorie amount. It's like, boom, very large. It used to be kind of a small print, so that's good. And then also when you look down, as a dietitian, I like to say, read the nutrition facts label so you can find the nutrients that you're adding to your diet. Like, I see that it's a very good source of calcium on there. And so you can look at a nutrition facts label for, let's see, how much fiber is in something, how much protein is in something, what are the vitamins and minerals. So, again, it's what we're adding to our plates, not what we're avoiding or taking away.
Good idea. Wow, that's excellent advice. Okay, so let's get into specifics. What can we cheat on? I'm into cheating for some reason. I'm fixated here.
Well, it's your birthday month.
Yes, that's it.
You know, Julia Child had a really good quote, too, which you might like. She says, everything in moderation, even excess, which means every once in a while, you know, it's the birthday, of course you're going to have birthday cake.
Right.
You know, it's New Year's Eve, of course you're going to splurge on things. But I think you have to plan for your splurges.
Mm-hmm.
And if you have a sweet tooth, let's plan for that and make sure that maybe you're choosing, you know, the best quality of something. You know, if it's bad, it better be good, kind of a thing, right?
Yeah.
But my trick would be to own and get to know your personal splurge food so you can plan for it and have it. Even the U.S. Department of Agriculture has in their plans for our healthy eating a column called discretionary calories. Isn't that a great governmental term?
I love this.
But what
yes.
that is, if you, the more you exercise, by the way, kids, you get some more discretionary calories, meaning you get another, a bigger serving of, you know, whatever the food is you're eating, or maybe you can get the, you know, that. That
you can sit around March Madness, watch more basketball games, and, you know, dive, you know, have a couple extra chips, you know, beyond the, you know, qualified 12 to 16 that they say you can have.
Well, how about during March Madness, you grab during the commercials, you grab that basketball and you go outside and maybe throw a few.
There you go, yourself. Exactly.
Okay. So it is about food and fitness for National Nutrition Month, because it's that one big happy package that, of course, we can get excited about now, but take all of these ideas with us for the rest of the year. And one thing, too, we want to make sure people are getting, if they're not already, 2 servings of seafood a week. That's what's recommended for good health. And, of course, you don't have to go fishing. You can go right to the supermarket, of course, and get some bumblebee tuna.
I love the pouch. Yeah, this is great because that's my lifestyle. You know, grab the pouch, you know, run and head out the door. And, hey, and a spoon is included. Are you kidding?
Yes. So it's you know, it's really some brilliant packaging, that's for sure, because Bumblebee has thought not just about taste and nutrition, they've really thought about our lifestyles for today, which, as a dietitian, that makes everything possible, because no food is nutritious unless it's actually eaten.
Yes, exactly. What about eating smart on a budget? What kind of budget ideas you got for us?
You know, I am so glad you asked about that, because a lot of times people will recommend foods that are very expensive, and that's not necessary. I mean, you know, the products that I'm talking about today, your Bumblebee tuna or the cheese wraps from Crystal Farms, obviously in a regular supermarket, affordable. And what I like about it, too, is they're delivering nutrients in every bite. Okay, so when I am thinking about giving families advice for health and nutrition on a budget, of course you want to have your think about your fruits and vegetables, buy them in season, and also don't discount the frozen vegetables. I call freezing nature's pause button.
And I like
the nutrition
that.
Is there. So again, feel good about those choices, whether it's the canned food aisle, it's your frozen aisle, certainly the packaged foods like the beautiful cheeses. It's a good way, and the packaging actually that the Crystal Farms cheese wrap comes in, it keeps it fresher. Like if you just pull out that one slice maybe that you want, you can reclose that package. That is also part of keeping to your food budget, is taking care of the foods that we buy, and so that, you know, we don't have any food waste. We actually get to enjoy it all because it still tastes good and it's still good for us.
Well, we got about 40 seconds left here, Carolyn. Favorite indulgences, and then tell everybody where they can go for more information.
I'd be happy for you to go to bumblebee.com. You can go to crystalfarmscheese.com to learn about the wonderful products, and to find me, thehappyhealthykitchen.com.
Carolyn O'Neill here with Bill Martinez. Carolyn, thank you so much for being with us. Have a great day.
I took my family on a vacation like the one you're about to hear about, and we had an amazing time. And the best part about it was the price.
If you're looking for an amazing, fun-filled vacation for you and your family for an unbelievable price, keep listening for details on how you can get a fabulous 4-day vacation for just $99. Westgate Resorts has been a leader in affordable vacation plans since 1982, and now you can choose from over 10 beautiful resort destinations across the United States, like Orlando, Florida, or the Smoky Mountains in Tennessee. So whether you love world-famous theme parks or the tranquility of nature, Westgate Resorts has your next dream vacation. Plus, if you're one of the first 100 to call, we'll tell you about our $29 Las Vegas special. Call right now to book your amazing vacation for only $99.
800-883-1612. 800-883-1612. Call 800-883-1612. This advertisement is being used for the purpose of soliciting sales of a timeshare plan. Restrictions apply. Go to westgateterms.com for complete offer terms.
Packages start at $39.99 a month with signed agreement. Restrictions apply. Speak to a representative for complete offer details. See Vivint.com for license details.
Homeowners, if you're looking for the best in home security and smart home technology at a price you can actually afford, we have great news. You can now get Vivint's award-winning smart home security systems starting at about a dollar a day. U.S. News and World Report has recognized Vivint as the top home security system of 2019, calling the Vivint system the best for a complete package of home security and automation, the best pro-installed home security system, and the best home security system with cameras. And right now, you can get Vivint's best home security and smart technology for about a dollar a day. Plus, get free professional installation. Protect your home and loved ones for as little as a dollar a day. Call right now for your home security consultation.
800-962-6082. 800-962-6082. That's 800-962-6082.
Dahibo Tea Club's original pure Pouty Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. So it naturally has antifungal, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-infection, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. But maybe more importantly, Dahibo Tea Club's original pure Pouty Arco Super Tea builds corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer happens to die in oxygen. The tea is great for healthy people and can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. Dahibo Tea Club's original pure Pau de Arco Super Tea is only $34.95 plus shipping. Order now at ShopSuperTea.com or call 818-984-6100. That's ShopSuperTea.com or call 818-984-6100. ShopSuperTea.com.
Extendivite really works. Just listen to what Dr. Joe has to say.
As you know, I'm one of the doctors that Don talks about, because 4 years ago, I was diagnosed with high blood pressure. Runs in my family on my mother's side. You know, I come from an athletic background. You know, I did a lot of running throughout my life, and I did triathlons. When I was trying to run some years back, I was getting short of breath, which is a little bit of a congestive heart failure. The Extendivite, that shortness of breath and that coughing started going away, and I was able to run longer and longer distances. And it took a while, though. So now I'm able to do, you know, 3.5 miles with my dog, and no problem. I don't stop. Not anymore. So I'm just saying, you need to stick with the program, and you got to change some lifestyle things, too.
To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822, or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Bill Martinez, we have a country to save.
This is your time, your moment. The fire, the fight, you're golden. You've come so far, keep going.
Welcome back, America. 14 minutes before the top of the hour. Bill Martinez here, and we've got Gordon Robertson, the producer of a new Fathom event that is coming in a couple of weeks, March 17th and 18th. So you want to make sure you save the date. Not only save the date, but then get your neighbors, your family in the car, get on over and enjoy this incredible Fathom event. I am Patrick. Gordon Robertson, welcome to the show. Good to have you with us.
It's great to be with you.
Well, break it down for us. Break down this feature-length docudrama, I Am Patrick. We realize that there's much more to the saint than green clothes, right?
There's a lot more. I grew up celebrating St. Patrick's Day every March 17th, and, you know, the wearing of the green and the shamrocks and all of that. And I didn't really understand the man until I read his confession. And we had an opportunity to do a docudrama on his life in his own words. And let's strip away the legends. Let's strip away everything. Let's find out who the man really was. And so this is St. Patrick in his own words. There are two surviving writings from the 5th century that he wrote himself. One is the Confession. The other is a letter to Caroticus. And you get a sense in the movie of who he really was. How here's a young boy who grew up in Britain. A lot of people don't know that St. Patrick is not Irish. He's British. He grew up in Britain, was captured by Irish slave traders, and taken back to Ireland, where he spent 6 years as a slave, as a shepherd, watching over a flock. And during that time, he developed this amazing devotional life, where he would pray for hours as he's watching over a flock. Why God likes shepherds so much is a mystery, but he does. I think a lot of it has to do with they have a lot of time on their hands.
Exactly.
Right.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And God showed him, 6 years into it, God showed him a way to escape, which in and of itself is a miracle. He's the only 5th century slave in Ireland to ever get out. And he got out and went back home, went back to his father's house. His father was an official in the Roman Empire, and while not enormously wealthy, they were well-to-do, and he could have lived a life of comfort. But after his experience as a slave, he couldn't go back to that, and so he went into the ministry First as a deacon, then as a priest, and then finally after 18 years, they made him a bishop. Mm-hmm. And then he had a vision. And the vision was to go back to Ireland to the very people who had enslaved him and preach the gospel. And that's what he did. And at that point in time, the 5th century, Ireland was considered the end of the world. This was well before, 1,000 years before Columbus, and so the New World had not yet been discovered. Ireland was considered the furthest reaches and the barbarian area. It was not Christian. It was Druid. And so at the risk of his life, he went back and changed the nation.
Yeah, I mean, for one man, you know, by the grace of God and the anointing, for those of us who are familiar with this, goes and, as you say, confronts the evil that he was subjected to, and he goes, starts changing hearts one heart at a time.
And that's the beauty of his story. He would go to a village. His years as a slave taught him the local language, so he was able to speak in Gaelic. And instead of coming and addressing them in Latin, he would preach the gospel in Gaelic. Mm-hmm. And then the other interesting thing he would do is, from the very people he converted, he would then ordain priests. And they would be in charge of that flock and that congregation and that village. And it was considered radical. It wasn't considered, even though it was the same method that St. Paul used, it wasn't considered acceptable by the church authorities. But here he is taking uneducated new converts and laying hands on them and saying, you're now the priest in this village. And it obviously worked. It obviously changed the whole nation.
What other myths did you discover in your deep dive of St. Patrick?
Well, I think the biggest one is that he drove out all the snakes. A lot of myths grew up. The movie doesn't address the myths. We're trying to show people, here's St. Patrick in his own words. There is one scene, the Easter morning fire that he lit. It's called the Paschal Fire. And at that point in time, if you were in Ireland, you had to wait for the Druids to light the fire for the spring. And he, on his own, got on top of a hill and, against the law, lit a fire on an Easter Sunday morning. We included that scene in the movie because there's a contemporary historian that was within 100 years of his death who cited that as a singular event, that St. Patrick lit a fire that would last for all eternity. And that was one of the... that's the only scene that's in the movie that isn't part of his confession or his letter to Caroticus.
Mm-hmm. What was it, about St. Patrick, beyond what you've shared so far, that just made him, so powerful as an evangelist?
I think it's humility. He begins his confession, ego Petrachius peccator, which is Latin for I am Patrick, a sinner. He approached life from that point of view, that I am saved by grace, and I'm here to share the good news with you, that there's a God who loves you, that died for your sins, and then while you were yet a sinner, he gave his life for you, and so will you give your life to him. That message is the message that worked, and he went throughout Ireland baptizing people, converting whole villages, and then, most importantly, from their own members, selecting people to lead the new church that was being established in that area. Started a monastic tradition that lives to this day in Ireland, but that monastic tradition was primarily to establish places of learning where people could learn to read and write the scriptures. And then started a whole missionary movement. From Ireland, missionaries went out. If you're a Scottish ancestry, you owe your Christianity to St. Patrick.
Yes.
Because of the missionaries that went from Ireland to Scotland to preach the gospel.
Gordon, in your research of St. Patrick, what you just shared in terms of that core message, I mean, that's what we're talking about, that consistent evangelistic message that talks about, I was, I am. You know, that, and it's interesting you would use the title of I Am Patrick, because I often find myself these days referring to that transformation of ourselves in much like the words of the blind man in the Bible who says, I was blind, now I see. I was, I am. And for Patrick, when did that moment happen for him, that message that he got from God and then took that forth into Ireland and for the rest of his life?
That message became truth for him when he was a slave. His father was a deacon in the church, as well as being an official in the Roman Empire. His grandfather was a priest, so he was raised Christian and raised in the what I'll call the ritual of Christianity. Christ became real for him on the hillsides of Ireland as a slave in deprivation, near starvation. That's when he sought him. That's when he sought God. And the scripture is so true. When you seek me with all of your heart, then you will find me. For Patrick, that finding happened when he was a slave. And then came that still small voice that directed him, and first directed him to freedom, then directed him to become a bishop, and then directed him to go back to be a missionary to Ireland. Yes. My goal for this movie is to show people that God still speaks today.
Amen.
You know, the canon is not closed. The revelation has not stopped. God is the same yesterday, today, and forever. He will speak. He will be found by people that seek him. And when he speaks to you, it's life-changing and revolutionary. And he still speaks today. That's the number one message I want people to get from the film. And if you follow what St. Patrick did, you'll get the same result.
Exactly.
The second thing is it's possible in our day to finish the Great Commission. The one thing that is lacking is laborers for the harvest, those who are willing to go. Here's Patrick. He was a slave. He escaped miraculously. He becomes an official in the church, and not just any official. He becomes a bishop. And he leaves all of that in order to go preach the gospel. If we have people that are willing to leave all, we can finish the Great Commission in our generation.
Could you imagine what that would be like? And I think in many cases we're so close. And as you say, in fulfilling the commission, Patrick was all into his very death.
Yes, he faced death literally daily. He knew going back into Ireland, he was going back to the country of the barbarians, the Druids, the ones who enslaved him. He recounts in his confession how near death he was, how he was subject to being imprisoned. He was at risk of his life. He willingly did it, which is the amazing thing. He willingly did it.
Exactly.
And God preserved him through all of it and obviously anointed his message and obviously changed an entire nation.
Well, I will tell you, Gordon, I'll share this with you. The daily I read and pray St. Patrick's Breastplate, which you probably are familiar with. The artist, classical violinist and popular artist, Gene Watson, had shared that with me several years ago. But as we wrap things up, Gordon, remind everybody about the Fathom event, how they can get tickets and find more information.
You know, this St. Patrick's Day, celebrate by going to see the man in his own words, St. Patrick in his own words, Ego Patricius, I am Patrick.
Well, it's the day after my birthday, so you know I'm going to be there, March 17th and 18th.
Let me ask you something. What are you doing when you put money in a 401k or IRA, or store jumper cables in your vehicle, or purchase health insurance? You're preparing. You're preparing to ensure you have enough money for retirement. You're preparing for when your car battery dies, or to have assistance paying a major unexpected medical bill. That all makes sense. The same goes for building a food storage plan. You're preparing for when emergencies or disasters strike and shelves go empty at your grocery store. The best way to prepare is with My Patriot Supply.
They've helped a million hardworking Americans become more self-sufficient. My Patriot Supply sells hundreds of items, including dozens of emergency food kits, at MyPatriotSupply.com. It could be an earthquake, a cyber attack freezing our banking system, or a disaster that shuts down our power grid for weeks. For all these emergencies and more, get your supplies and prepare today at MyPatriotSupply.com. No more rushing to find empty store shelves because you're too late. Do it now so you're ready. MyPatriotSupply.com.